November 12, 1925, how one who is called to be the head of a mission must enclose all the goods pertaining to that mission in order to communicate them to others. It is the usual way of the eternal wisdom to establish the acts of the creature in order to give completion to the good which it wants to do to her. I was fusing myself in the holy divine volition according to my usual way, and my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, clasped me all to himself, placed himself in the act of giving me a lesson and correction, and told me, "My daughter, be attentive in doing your acts in my will. You must know that for one who is called to be the head of a mission, the more he encloses of the good pertaining to that mission, the more good he will be able to communicate to others. Those goods will be like many seeds, which he will lend to others, so that whoever has the fortune of wanting to acquire those seeds, may become the possessor of the harvest of those seeds." This happened in Adam, who, being the first man, was constituted the head of all generations. And, he being the head, it was necessary for him to possess the seeds in order to give to others what is necessary for the development of human life. Regardless of the fact that these seeds have been expanded, delucidated, known more, according to the goodwill of the following generations, to capacity and the application they have used over these very seeds. Nevertheless, Adam had them all within himself, and it can be said that everything comes from him. So, it can be said that, in being created by God, he was endowed with all sciences. What others learn with so many efforts, he possessed as gift in a surprising way. So, he possessed the knowledge of all the things of this earth. He had the science of all plants, of all herbs and of the virtue which each of them contained. He had the science of all species of animals and of how he should use them. He had the science of music, of singing, of writing, of medicine, in sum, of everything. And if the generations possessed each one its special science, Adam possessed them all. See, then, how it is necessary for one who must be the head to enclose within himself all the good which we must share with others. The same with you, my daughter. Since I have called you as the head of a special mission, more than a new Adam, and here it is not about human sciences, but about the science of sciences, which is my will, science all of heaven, I want you to enclose within yourself all the seeds which my will contains. And the more acts you do in it, and the more knowledges you acquire, the more rays of light you will place on the sun of my will, so that, with greater fullness of light, it will be able to diffuse more for the good of the generations. In such a way that, stirred by the fullness of light, they will be able to know with greater clarity the good which my will contains, what it means to live in it, and the great good with which they are enriched. It will happen as with the sun which, because it possesses such great fullness of light, can easily take the whole earth as though in its power, warm it, illuminate it and fecundate it, in such a way that all may know, some more, some less, the good it does by bringing its light to all. But if the sun, in the height of its sphere, were poor in light, the light which descends down below could not fully illuminate all the earth? At the most, some small portion of the earth which rotates closer to the sun. And if to the sun, which was to illuminate the earth naturally, I gave such fullness of light for the good of all generations, much more do I want to fill with fullness of light the sun of my will, which must illuminate souls, warm them, and cast into them the fecundity of the seed of divine sanctity. Just as I chose Adam as the head, just as I chose a point in the heavens in which to fix the center of the sun which was to illuminate the earth, so did I choose you as the center of the sun of my will. And the fullness of light must be so great, that all may be able to enjoy it and be invested by this light, and each one may make it his own. This is why your complete acts in my will are needed, as well as the knowledge which I keep manifesting to you, in order to form the fullness of this light. It is the usual way of the eternal wisdom to establish the acts of the creature in order to give completion to the good which it wants to do to her. So it happened for the coming of redemption upon earth by the eternal word. It took the course of 4,000 years, and during this time, all the acts which creatures were to do in order to dispose themselves to earn the great good of redemption had been established, as well as all the graces and knowledges which the Supreme Majesty was to give in order to make known that same good which the descent of the Word would bring into their midst. And so, here come the patriarchs, the holy fathers, the prophets and all the good of the Old Testament, who, with their acts, were to cover the way, the staircase, in order to reach the fulfillment of the longed-for redemption. But this is not enough. As good and holy as their acts were, there was this so very high wall of original sin, which maintained the division between them and God. This is why a virgin was needed, conceived without original sin, innocent, holy, and enriched by God with all graces, who made all the good acts of the course of 4,000 years as though her own. She covered them with her innocence, sanctity and purity, in such a way that the divinity would see those acts through the acts of this innocent and holy creature, who not only embraced all the acts of the ancients, but surpassed them all with her own. And this is why she obtained the descent of the Word upon earth. It happened to all the good acts of the ancients as to one who has much gold and silver, but the image of the king, which gives the value of money to that precious metal, is not impressed on it. So, even though it contains value in itself, it cannot be called value of money, which can circulate in the kingdom with the right of currency. However, suppose that that gold or silver were acquired by the king, and that, giving it the shape of coins, he impressed his image upon them, here is the right of currency acquired by that gold. So the virgin did, she impressed her innocence, her sanctity, the divine will which she possessed as whole, upon them. She presented them all together to the divinity, and she obtained the longed-for Redeemer. So, the virgin completed all the acts which were needed in order to make the Word descend upon earth. But this was not the end. So that the Redeemer might have his field of action upon earth, and whoever wanted to, might use those acts as coins with which to purchase heaven for himself, the imprint of innocence, of sanctity and of the divine will was needed. And the imprint of the operating of the Word himself was needed in order to make man rise to heaven. If that of the Virgin was enough to make me descend into the midst of creatures, in order to make man rise, my divine operating was needed. And so, this is why I embraced all those acts and I made them my own. I made up for all, I accomplished everything, and for all I placed the divine imprint on all the good acts, from the first to the last man who is to come upon earth. And this imprint was made by me with unheard of pains, and with the shedding of my blood. And so, like magnanimous king, I gave to all the coins with which to purchase heaven for themselves. All this had been established by the uncreated wisdom, and not even one act of all this could be missing in order for redemption to take place. Now, my daughter, just as it was with redemption, so it will be with my will. In order to make it known and to make it reign as prime act of life in the creature, the fulfillment of the acts is needed. You too, on the example of my celestial mama and of mine, must embrace in my will all the acts done in the Old Testament, those of the Queen of Heaven, those done by me, those which are done and will be done by all the good and the saints, up to the last day. And upon each one of them you will place your seal of requital of love, of blessing, of adoration, with the sanctity and the power of my will. Nothing must escape you. My will embraces everything. You too must embrace everything and everyone, and place my will alone at the first place of honor upon all the acts of creatures. It will be your imprint, with which you will imprint the image of my will on all the acts of creatures. Therefore, your field is vast. I want to see you in my will, flowing over all the graces and the prodigies which I did in the Old Testament, to give me your requital of love and of thanksgiving, and in the acts of the patriarchs and prophets, to make up for their love. There's not one act in which I do not want to find you, I would not be satisfied nor content if I did not find you in all the acts of creatures which have been done and will be done. Nor would you be able to say that you have completed everything in my will. You would lack something of the true living in my will. Therefore, be attentive, if you want the fullness of light to be enough as to be able to illuminate all peoples with the sun of my will. One who wants to give light to all must embrace all as though in one single embrace, by making himself life and substitution of everything and of everyone. Is my will perhaps not life of everything? And is this life not requited with so many bitternesses? Is there not the need, then, for one who would flow in everyone in order to sweeten these bitternesses, by substituting, as act of life with my own will, for each act of the ungrateful creature?